You and I were talking about, you know, a couple of these teams who are the worst teams in the league, and I think we both kind of settled on both the Saints.
Yeah.
Right?
And Browns.
And the Browns. So I was looking at some of the Super Bowl odds, and of course the Saints are 300-1. Tennessee is 250-1. The Browns are 200-1, along with the Giants and Jets. So the Giants, Jets, and Browns are all 200-1 odds to get to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Their conference, to win their conference, 75-1 for both the Jets and the Giants, and 101 for both the Browns and the Saints.
Mm.
Now, their win over under totals, I don't think it's changed much since we last talked about it. Both the Jets and the Giants are at 5.5.
Yeah, they are. So the worst is the Browns at 4.5. The Saints are actually 5.5 because they play in an easier division, I guess. But yeah, the Jets are 5.5. The Giants are 5.5. Browns 4.5. Titans 5.5. Saints 5.5.
And you have four teams that have 11.5 numbers, and that's the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, and the Eagles, which you would think.
Yeah. And for the Jets to make the playoffs, it's plus 450. And for the Giants, it's plus 800.
Now, there's usually a team or two that goes from last place to first place in their division every year.
Okay.
Any idea which one of those teams? I think the Jets and Giants are both in that. The Jets weren't last in their division, were they?
No, they weren't the Patriots.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, let's see. I'll tell you right now because I don't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, it was the Patriots.
They were 4-13, and the Jets were 5-12.
I'm going to say.
So here are your candidates.
Okay.
Your candidates for worst to first within their division. Patriots, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Bears, Saints, 49ers.
Well, the 49ers is the obvious one.
That would be the obvious one, especially if, you know, I don't know what's going on with Matthew Stafford and his back out there in L.A.
Yeah, that's the obvious one. I would also say, as much as it pains me to say it, if things work out with Ben Johnson there in Chicago, it could be the Bears.
Because you have the Bills in the AFC East, it's unlikely that either one of those three teams are going to topple the Bills unless Josh Allen gets hurt.
Yeah, that would be the only thing.
But it just goes to show you, like, I mean, and I know they have a good roster up there in Buffalo, but, I mean, when you have the dynamic quarterback, and the dynamic quarterback leads to a lot of things. It leads to a lot of wins. It leads to new stadiums. It leads to new lease arrangements with cities for new stadiums.
Sure.
And because everybody within that city is now all buying in, and watching Josh up at training camp this year and watching the interaction with the fans and everything, you know, he's just marching in the same footsteps that Jim Kelly once did.
Absolutely, and we know there's one thing that eluded Jim Kelly, and Josh Allen's been trying to bring it there since he got drafted.
Well, he had been to four Super Bowls. Josh hasn't gotten one there yet. So,
what about the Titans if Cam Ward ends up being Jaden Daniels? They could go from
or C.J. Stroud.
Oh yeah, or C.J. Stroud. Yeah.
You know, I mean, C.J. Stroud had a great rookie year. Maybe took a little bit of a step back last year. But, yeah, I mean, if he becomes Jaden Daniels, I guess there's a shot. Because, you got a new coach down in Jacksonville.
Duval.
Quarterback situation in Indianapolis. Right? And then, of course, you have, then you have the Texans. I think the Texans are the best team in that division, but...
Yeah, so where are you right now with the Jets and Giants over under 5.5? I mean, I could never bet on the over, actually bet on the over. I just couldn't. I mean, I think the Jets have a better chance at it.
Can he get them to 7 wins? That's what it will take. If he's doing the Parcell thing,
well, it takes 6 things to get over 5.5. But
I'm just thinking in my head, can he get them the 7 wins? But if he's doing the Parcells situation, which I believe he is, and we've talked about it since he got the job, about you know, cleaning up the problems that they had last year. In other words, getting turnovers, stop giving up turnovers, and the penalty situation. Just by minimizing those areas and their defense getting more turnovers as opposed to getting steamrolled, they should win more games. I think their schedule is a little bit lighter than, you know, they have. I mean, they can be on par with a lot of their teams depending on how Justin Fields plays. Well, I'm telling you, what's going to drive people crazy with him is it's just going to be the inaccuracies. It's another new offense for him. His fourth offense now. He's got to learn that. He's never played with these guys. He's never had these coaches. There's a lot of learning and a lot of uncomfortableness that he's probably experiencing.
If you had to pick one of the two, would you pick the Jets to go over? If you had to pick one of the two? I know you were enamored with the Giants when we were there.
But I think the Giants are going to go over.
You do?
I do.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to go over.
So you think they'll win six games at the very least?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can't say that.
As a friend of mine said, just can we somehow stay relevant until Thanksgiving? Meaning the Giants.
That's a tough one. I mean, that's 11 games into the season.
I just got to believe their defense is going to be so much more competitive. I mean, they got barely any turnovers last year.
No, I know. And they should be. But the schedule is very difficult. I know we talk about we don't know what the teams are going to look like when they play them. But still, fact of the matter is, it's difficult.
So you got Jaden Daniels, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert, your first 4 weeks.
Yep.
There you go. You got four all-pro quarterbacks.
Yeah, is there a situation you think where Brian Daboll and Joe Shane keep their job if they win four or five games, but Jackson Dart the last 3 or 4 weeks looks the part? And
yeah, I think that would be the thing. It if they're not winning, but they have this rookie quarterback, why would you want to then start over with another coaching staff, you know, bringing in another offense?
The win total would be so bad.
But let's say they end up with the first overall draft pick and Arch Manning is sitting there.
Yeah.
Now everything changes.
Sure.
The whole world changes. So, you know, nothing is ever etched in stone. But I got to believe that their defense is going to be better. I think their offense should be good enough, and I think Russell will be careful enough that instead of losing games in the fourth quarter, they're going to have chances to win the games in the fourth quarter. And if Abdul Carter is as good as people think he is, and he has shown on the practice field, and Cam Scadaboo gets through this injury and he becomes, you know, a force to be reckoned with on offense, Andrew Thomas is healthy, Brian Burns does what Brian Burns does. I don't know why. Like, they have some of the best players at their respective positions, potentially.
Yeah, on defense,
and
for sure.
And neighbors on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, it's the stars being stars. Malik Nabers, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, those guys. I mean, that's really what it is.